That night was kind of like a blur, because there's things that I do remember, and I think there's things that I don't remember because I've kind of either blocked them out or I just wasn't able to remember them because I just didn't think at the time. After about 40 minutes of Owen being in the water and the emergency services being here and him not being spotted upstream or anything like that, me and my husband knew that, you know, it was going to be a retrieval, not a rescue. But it was just hoping that we found him. And my heart breaks for the family who haven't found their young boy, because there's nothing worse than not knowing. And that was the worst part for me, was the not knowing if we would find him. I think I need to be sat here 24/7 while the sun's out, just making sure that nobody goes on the steps and nobody goes into the river, because it is inviting. We're sat here now, the sun's blaring down on us, the weir sounds absolutely beautiful and relaxing, and you've got wildlife, and the water does look so inviting. But it's not always just about going in, it's what the hidden dangers are. I mean, on a bad day when the weir's full, you see how the water turns underneath. Today, it's hardly moving at the bottom of the steps, but there's still undercurrents underneath because there's a hydro plant under there.